for Tuesday. Two from Aerosmith. Last one there from 1985's Done With Mirrors, Sheila. So I was talking with him one time. We were doing a radio interview, and I mentioned that and how much I liked
Steven
that
Tyler?
Album. Yeah. And, you know, it was when Joe Perry came back to the band and Brad Whitford in 85. And I was like, that was just such a great album, and Sheila in particular. And he's like, you like that song? Nobody knows that song. I love that you love that. I worked really hard on that song, man. That's really cool.
I wonder how many bands have that.
Yeah.
Where some of their favorite songs are never hits.
Did not do anything, but they're just, they love it. It hits home. I don't know. Let's find out.
Strange.
So,
the Beatles. Let's talk about Paul McCartney.
Stu's in the studio for this one.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything.
Howdy, sir.
By the way, that is a great album, by the way.
Yeah, such a good Done With Mirrors.
It is a great Done With Mirrors. Go get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And get Beatles. I mean, get right, get listen. Paul McCartney, too.
I was recording a commercial with Stu, and he pointed out temporary secretary. From Paul McCartney.
I don't even know that song.
I don't either. Yeah.
You said that's from 1980?
It's from 1980, yeah. The single didn't really go huge, but, you know, a lot of stations gave it a bunch of spins for a while.
So this is before he teamed up with Michael Jackson, right?
I think so, yeah, a couple years before.
Doggone Girl Is Mine.
Here, my thing about Paul McCartney is he set the bar way high.
Right, with the Beatles?
With the Beatles.
Yeah.
And all the songs that he wrote, Let It Be and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So compared to that high level that he set, it would be like Michael Jordan scoring 3 points. For other players, maybe 3 points is an average game, not for Michael Jordan.
Yeah. You know, sometimes people are big superstars, and then they kind of go somewhere else and do something smaller, and, you know, we got to let that Kevin kind of go.
Paul McCartney got busted, because Paul McCartney smokes, or maybe still does, a ton of weed.
I would guess
so. Right? And, I mean, you know, eventually you're going to come up with some, you're going to experiment, and you're going to say, hey, you know what?
You're gonna come.
Ooh,
this is good.
That temporary secretary is a perfect song. Listen to this song.
It's a good song. We're gonna play the whole thing.
Written
and
sung by Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a great song. Yeah, it's already great.
Oh boy, this is one to be Kraftwerk is what this
right?
is. It's very
Knocks, can you find for me someone strong and sweet fitting on my knee? She can keep her job if she gets it wrong. But Mr.
Pocket Calculator,
I need her. All I need is help for a little while.
We understand what temporary secretary is. I just need a little help for a while.
It's good time.
Come
this
on.
Is good. This is, you know.
Why aren't any temp agencies using this?
Work on it.
Should be.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, if I ran a temp agency, this would be the song.
Unbelievable, right?
It's awesome.
Well.
Is it awesome?
It's awesome.
By Paul McCartney standards?
Look. You know, geez.
He did a song called Too Many People. And I believe this song is about John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
Nope.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, yeah, get to that second one. And then Too Many People is what this is.
Oh, I need to hear it.
Too many people going underground. Too many reaching for a piece of cake. Too many people pulling and pushed around.
Don't hate it.
Reaching for a piece of cake?
Well, it's like a watered down Beatles B-side.
I say it's no worse than Temporary Secretary. Or no better than.
Yeah.
Agreed.
But it's definitely better than The Doggone Girl Is Mine or whatever
I could skip that one.
Do you remember Spies Like Us? He did the theme song for that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's terrible.
Yes.
Yeah. You're all going to agree on this.
Okay.
There ain't nobody spying like us. What do you say to meet someone?
Wow, I forgot about this song.
I mean, come on.
No, that was
Beatles. Yeah, I don't need to hear that one.
We actually played this on the radio and when it was new.
He doesn't sound like he was stoned when he wrote that, though.
No, agreed.
And Temporary, that's, I think, the difference, the drugs.
It's still better than that other one.
It could be.
There was one other that he did, besides the one with Michael Jackson, that I can't stand.
Ebony and Ivory?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's
somebody's knocking on the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Somebody's
let him in.
Let him in. That's a great song.
That's a good song.
That's a good song.
Somebody's ringing on the bell. Let him in.
What? Do me a favor. Open the door.
Mullet Kintyre.
His ex-wife had a lot to do with being vegetarian.
Right.
Sure.
And he wrote a song called Meat Free Monday.
Just Monday, though.
Meat Free Monday. It's a fun day.
It's a fun day. And it's happening all around the world.
it's a fun day.
I didn't hate that.
Come on now.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I mean, come on.
I mean, I'm okay.
You gotta be honest. It's
about it. Way ahead of Morrissey, Meet His Murder, so that's kind of...
Sure. Listen, I'm with you guys on the great songs that he made.
Right.
But,
yeah. Well,
let's admit, when crap is crap. Right?
Wow, slinging. I mean, this is a very subjective thing, man.
It's not necessarily a popular standpoint.
Right. But so that's why you want to take it, because it's not very popular. Yeah.
This is a troll.
You get a, it's a troll.
Down with Paul McCartney.
Black, empty soul from the troll.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Happy Friday, man.
Did you know there's going to be an Indiana Jones 5?
Yeah, I was sure that they had said the last one was the last one. I mean,
they did.
The third one was the last crusade to insinuate. There wasn't going to be any more, but
right.
And that last one, oh, that was terrible.
Was that the one where a UFO took off?
Yes, yeah, and it was like all filmed on a set somewhere. My favorite ones were they're actually out there in Egypt and wherever the hell they go. But you know,
well, Harrison Ford apparently has been rehearsing.
Okay.
And was rehearsing a fight scene on the set of Indiana Jones 5.
Wait, there's going to be a fight in this movie?
And he hurt his shoulder.
Right.
Rehearsing for the fight scene.
I know how he is as self medicating at home. Dude likes his weed, man. He's probably feeling okay.
So I thought if we had a minute, we could talk to Harrison Ford about it.
What?
Let's see what's going on. We could talk to Harrison Ford on the Heineken 00 hotline.
Wow.
Harrison, hello. Okay, I didn't. How are you?
Hurt.
You hurt your shoulder, right? Is it an old injury?
No, I was in a fight scene when your brother lifted my arm.
That's all you did was lifted your arm? You're doing the whip with your off hand, I assume.
Yeah, please use the other arm.
I like to use the other hand sometimes. Feels like a stranger.
Now, did you already have surgery? Because they're saying you might need surgery.
No, they're looking at it, and it's going to say whether I need surgery or not.
Oh, well, that makes sense. I mean, I understand that. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you? Okay.
Oh, totally. 100%. All right. Hey, does this mean you can't fly for the time being?
Well, I've never flapped my arms before and tried to fly, so I don't know when they're implanted.
I think he was talking about you as a pilot in an airplane crashing on a golf course.
Oh, yeah, right. No, they don't let me do that anymore because of all the crashing.
I mean, they shouldn't, to be technical. Don't you think at age 78, maybe you should leave the fights to, like, stunt people?
No, I'm an action movie star, and I like to go there and do action, and but there and the Millennium Falcon almost kills me.
Yeah, you did, didn't you break a leg on that?
Yeah, the door came out and crushed my leg, and that was not cool.
Mr. Ford, how many bones have you broken over the years? Do you have a count?
4,920
Wow, you sound brittle.
Whoa,
that's not great.
Good, yeah,
it's, I broke a bone when I was doing Regarding Henry.
So, is this new Indiana Jones movie actually going to be out on location, or are you doing it on a big old soundstage?
No, we're doing it inside my house up against my shower curtain. It's not safe for me to go outside.
Well, that should be very exciting.
Are they having problems with insurance covering you?
Yeah, nobody wants to insure me, so
right.
It's just me in the bathroom and going Indiana Jones and the blocked colon.
That doesn't sound It doesn't sound great, I gotta be honest.
Wait till the colon opens up. You're gonna love it.
Wow. Yeah, that would be.
It's gonna be exciting.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Harrison. We appreciate your time. Best of luck. Okay, right.
Devorah, not dead yet.
I wish that song was better, although it's not possible.
Damn, right?
That is really good.
She is so awesome in that video if you haven't seen it yet. That's kind of the stuff that Matt was playing on his show last night, the absolute best of the last year, the new rock, and he just piled it all up. It was really amazing to hear that. We're going to have to get that like some sort of podcast so you can catch that whenever. But Sunday nights at 8, do not miss that show. Make a little appointment
for
yourself.
We're not a podcast here.
Nope. You just throw casts at pods or I don't know.
Sluggo has been complaining about this for a long time.
I can't take it.
He is driven crazy by movie and TV things, and I think we all have one or two that drive us crazy.
Yep.
Like one of them that you already told me off the air about coffee.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me because I'm not a coffee drinker, but you can obviously tell.
Yeah, you know, someone hands you that cup of coffee, might even have Starbucks if they get a little product placement in there, and clearly that hot coffee you're about to enjoy doesn't exist. It's completely empty.
Yeah,
they set it down.
Empty.
Yeah, they set it down, it's a little click noise like it's empty. You know, they can wave it around and it's not.
That's true. It doesn't ever spill.
No. And then I can't pay any attention to the important dialogue. I'm just
really?
Looking at that empty cup of coffee.
That sets you off that much.
I'm like, just put something in it, a little sand or something.
Water.
Water.
Yeah.
Why not? I'm sure there's a reason, but I don't like that reason and it bugs me.
I'm sure it's because it's a lot easier to handle, but
yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You have another one?
I do. Have you ever noticed that generally, if it's a shot looking into the cab of a car, there's no rear view mirror most of the time, three quarters of the time?
No, I've never noticed that.
No rear view mirror, unless they need to look into the rear view mirror.
Even like a taxi and stuff like that?
Take them all out.
Really?
And then someone pointed out to me when I was mentioning this online that most times the headrests are gone, even if nobody's in the back seat. I hadn't noticed that. Now I'll be noticing that. Oh, the important car chase. I don't care. There's no headrest.
There is a top 10 list on the website, And So It Begins, and it's top 10 movie pet peeves, and number 10 is conducting a secret meeting on top of a parking garage.
Where everyone can see. Well, I was looking out my window, I was bored, and I saw this guy.
Which is really funny.
It is. I never really thought
of
that.
You can listen from anywhere.
Yeah.
Character narration treated as the voice of God.
Yeah.
People get upset by that. Let's see. Talking loudly in a restaurant with no one noticing.
Right. Yeah, but you know, that's what she said.
And everybody just eating.
Delicious.
Yes. There's no one yelling in this restaurant.
Rutabaga.
Falling in love after having sex once.
Well, that happens all the time.
Right.
Or love at first sight. That's always. And they place
yeah,
all,
true.
Build a whole movie around
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's true.
It's ridiculous.
The next one is one of mine because I like action movies.
Yeah.
And the more action, the better. The more explosions, the better.
Sure.
The more fight scenes, the better.
Like in Nomadland? Like that one?
Yeah, like Nomadland. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where nothing happened. Fights in which people don't get hurt.
Oh, yeah. Get whacked.
Yes.
And thumped and kicked in the face.
They take like an anvil and hit you in the head, and it just stuns you a little.
Yeah, they get up and walk away.
And then they punch you and punch you and punch you, and you fall away, and then you fall through a window. And
no glass, no cuts.
They keep going.
Yeah, no massive bleeding, which
that
is what happens
forever.
That's true.
They have fight scenes that are like 3 minutes long, and at the end of it, you're going, look, this person would have died.
Yeah.
15 times by now. Died.
Yep.
We're going to take your complaints about TVs and movies, too, at 818-955-KLOS. Here's another one. Empty beer bottle on the bar.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
There's a bunch of them, always.
Mm-hmm.
Curse words that are dubbed to secure a PG-13 rating.
Oh, what the heck are you saying to me?
You do see that if you're watching it on a movie channel or something like that.
And they're
on
still
TV.
Poorly done sometimes.
Yes.
It's not even close
what
to the voice.
What the
heck?
Hell. Heck. Are you doing? It doesn't even fit. It's very poorly done.
What did they used to do? There was Son of a Bear they used to change it to on
TV.
Yeah, it was some really stupid thing. Son of a Bear?
It's not even something people say.
No,
make it something people say at least.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so 818-955-KLOS. Call now. 95.5-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo here. We have $1,500 coming up in just a few minutes.
Yeah, 1 second of nonstop rock game.
It's on the way.
Yeah.
First, we're talking about movie and TV pet peeves. You have one, sir?
My pet peeves is smoking in all the movies. Smoking, smoking, smoking. Nobody gets cancer. They keep smoking. Fire alarms don't go off. No! It's just not right.
Nobody comes running in going, hey, you're not allowed to smoke in here.
Yeah, they
oh,
never
wow. What about the no smoking sign? I can't read English.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
We're really upset, that guy.
That was awesome.
KLOS, hello.
Thank you for being so upset.
Hey, you know what bugs me?
Yeah, what?
I'm a motorcycle guy, and when they have a four-stroke or two-stroke motorcycle and they have the wrong sound effect for the motor. That's nuts.
Well, there's such a big difference. There's such a big difference in the real ones. Yeah.
That's lame. That is lame.
That's super lame.
That was another thing.
By the way, anybody that knows anything about motorcycles, I don't ride. I know the difference in the sound. It wouldn't be that hard to figure it out.
Thanks for calling. It's kind of like Airplane, the movie, when they have the jet engine replaced by a propeller plane. I thought that was pretty brilliant.
Yeah, but they did it to be funny. Yeah. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how are you?
We're good.
I got something to complain about.
Yes, yay. Please. Yes. And go ahead.
If I see another movie where somebody's walking down the hallway and they get hit and the paper's knocked out of their hand, giving the good guy or potential villain an opportunity to come and help them pick up the papers, I'm going to freak out. It's the worst thing you can do in a movie. The most cliche crap.
That is super lazy writing. That's very true. Hey, KLOS, what's your pet movie or TV thing peeve?
What?
I don't know.
What's your pet peeve about movies and TV?
Oh, there you go.
Right.
Succinct.
You know, in like Commandos or going in to rescue somebody, or the hero of this show is taking one guy out at a time, and he comes up and just socks the dude, and he falls down, and they just leave him there instead of slicing his throat. Like a jerk. This guy's gonna wake up.
Yeah, right. That's true.
I mean, you know, these are damn commandos, trained killers.
Yeah, no, you're right.
They'll strangle a guy.
They'll put him to sleep, yeah, and then they'll just leave him.
Luckily, knock him out, and then they wander off for him to get up. He would get up a few minutes later. You know, someone answered online as well. They tweeted at me. What about when someone hangs up and you hear a dial tone right away, immediately? And worse, when you hear it on someone's iPhone. If someone hangs up, you don't get a dial tone on your damn iPhone. It does not happen.
It's never happened.
No.
Stop it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we are just about to do 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game. I have it sitting right here. I'm ready to push play on it.
$1,500.
$1,500,
yep.
Man.
But goodness. First, we're talking about movie and TV pet peeves. You have one, sir?
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo.
Yeah, hi there.
We're still talking about the movie stuff?
Yes, yeah. We are. What bugs you about it?
So, two things. One, unlimited ammunition.
Oh, true. Yeah. Very true.
And then two, when a bomb goes off, if it has enough force to blow you back 20 feet, you're dead.
Yeah,
pick part of the building off, dust yourself off, and get up.
Now they get up and they walk away from the explosion in slow mo.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
Looking
waiting for. Hey, those guys aren't so bad. We don't hear them every other song.
You mean like that one croc station?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings unto thee.
We are talking now about things that you thought when you were a kid,
and you finally realize, nope. That's not the case. That doesn't make any sense at all. What was I thinking?
And then for a while, you didn't tell anyone because it was embarrassing.
Yes.
But
yes,
now.
Yeah. Now you can sit here and say, yes, when I was probably seven, mm-hmm. I think, the parents, the adults, were talking about someone who was in the hospital. And they said, well, we just hope he doesn't slip into a vegetative state.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in front of me, not to me at all. And then one of them said, yeah, now he could become a vegetable. Boom.
You thought
my brain said, oh my God, he could turn into a carrot? And I didn't say anything.
That would have been a bad form.
Oh no, it would have solved so many problems.
Well,
right?
Yeah, it would have helped you, yeah.
So I mean, you know, my brain took off and they were clearly serious. They were very concerned. Mm-hmm. They weren't screwing around. They weren't talking to me at all.
Right.
So my brain thought, well, he turns into a carrot. And then a nurse could walk in and say, what's this carrot doing here? And throw him away.
But wait, why wouldn't the nurse know if he turned into a carrot that he would turn
it's
into
a carrot?
Why would she be surprised that he turned into a carrot?
Oh, there's a carrot on
that doesn't make any
on the
sense.
Bed. I was seven! And they were so serious and so concerned. So, like, I just thought it was horrible that you could end your life turning into a vegetable that gets thrown into the trash.
Yeah, well, that isn't ideal. If that was true, that's not ideal.
Oh, my God. And then I was scared of hospitals for years to come. But I never thought of it necessarily again until one day, I think I was maybe 11 or 12, and someone was going into the hospital. And I thought, you might turn into a... What the hell? Then it occurred to me. Yeah, I figured it out
yourself.
Myself.
You did. Wow.
I'm like, what a stupid kid.
I believed two things when I was a kid. One, if you ate watermelon seeds, a watermelon tree or whatever would grow in you.
Man, adults tell you that kind of stuff.
Why?
Pumpkin seeds. And, yeah, I don't know, because it's hilarious.
It's funny to laugh about when you're drinking wine with your friends.
Yeah, and I suppose also it's a good way to keep kids from doing it, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess that's probably the whole desire. Yeah. And my other one was if you swallowed gum, it never left your system.
How true is that, though? I still wonder if there's some truth to that. Maybe it's in your guts somewhere.
No, that's not true at all. In your body?
I don't know.
You know how many pieces of gum I've swallowed?
Me too.
That would be 1,000
pounds. Well, that explains a lot. Well, that explains a lot.
Sluggo just realized.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Oh, speaking of, I'm going to play AC/DC, really.
All right, we are going to take your calls.
Yep.
If you, like us, have had
some ridiculous thing
when you were a kid. there's a list on BuzzFeed. One of them is the belly button feeder.
What's
that?
This
is somebody who thought that when a mom fed her baby in her womb, that she would just put food in the belly button.
Like that's what I've never heard that one. That's a good one.
And the other one that I found very funny, and I can't remember who else thought this, but the dedicated TV actors.
Well, I don't know that.
So the kid would watch TV, then he would go eat or whatever. The people that were actors and actresses would wait for him.
Oh.
Then when he came back, they would continue the show. That's what they thought.
Wow.
Television was.
Wow. Wow.
So the dedicated TV actors wait around for kids to come back to the TV and then they can start again.
That is sort of that super ego that you have as a child, that you think the world revolves around you.
Totally. Yeah. And you don't understand the technology necessarily.
Right. Right.
All right. So we'll take your calls at 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS, and the dumber the better. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
As a child, I was afraid when they said you could turn into a vegetable, you would literally turn into a carrot.
So we're talking about stupid things that you thought as a kid, or in a lot of these cases, you were told by your parents.
Yeah.
That's some BS right there.
Yeah, that is.
All right, so KLOS, hello, what's yours?
So I'm blind in my left eye, and when I was little, I thought that when I covered my right eye with both eyes open, I could see through my hand because everything was kind of fuzzy.
Okay.
So I thought I had superpowers.
Oh, I see.
See through my hand.
Wow. That it does make sense logically.
Yeah.
If you can see something.
Yeah. Very interesting.
All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hi. I have a story as a kid.
Please, stupid things you thought as a kid.
So I must have been about 5 when you're just learning to read. When I would see carpool, I thought it was only for cars with pools.
I love that.
That makes so much sense.
That is the best.
Right?
Right on. What's your name?
Yes, Monica.
Monica, I wish I had a car like that.
Thank you, Monica. Yeah, that would be awesome. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Stupid things you thought as a kid.
This is way back when I was 13, and I went to, they had Social Security offices that you could go to.
Okay.
And then the thing was, my parents never gave me a Social Security card. So at 13, I said, yeah, I'm going to go get a Social Security card. So I went down, I filled out all the stuff, and I got a Social Security card. It came in the mail and everything. So my parents said, oh, yeah, no, we got it. So I thought I had 2 numbers.
For how long?
Until I was an adult. I'm not going to use the Social Security number that my parents got. I'm going to use the one that I got, because the one I got was better.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right, but it was the same number. They knew it. But, I mean, it's like, you know, I thought for sure that I had 2 Social Security numbers.
That's beautiful.
You rule. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, we're talking about stupid things you thought as a kid.
Although I would say that guy was duped by his parents, not necessarily.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
that would be believable.
True.
What do you got?
If you cross your eyes, they're going to stick like that.
Yeah. They do love to say that one a lot.
They do.
Hello, KLOS.
So one time, me and my mom were driving somewhere, and I was sitting in the front seat. I was probably about 6 or 7, and we were driving somewhere, and she was out of gas. She was on the E-line. And I was really scared that we were going to get stuck in the middle of the road and have no gas. And she had said that the mileage on your car tells you how many miles you have left.
On the odometer?
On the odometer. That's how many miles you have left when you're on the E.
Wow, she led you. So it would say
835,226 miles left to go. Don't worry about it. We're good.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's nice to keep the kid from.
Did you ever run out of gas because you thought you had plenty? Oh, you moved on.
Okay. 818-955-KLOS. What did you believe as a kid?
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We are talking about things that you thought that were pretty stupid when you were a kid. What's yours?
Hi. When I was a kid, we drove a lot, and I always thought that when it said exit only, that meant that was the only way to get there at all.
Oh, oh wow. And so were you confused when you drove past exits then?
Well, I'm not sure exactly when I learned that that wasn't true. I think I was like 16 or 17 years old.
Be honest, you still believe that, don't you?
No, I don't.
Liar!
Oh, come on. You can be honest with us. Look, however smart you are now, we were all dumb as kids.
Yep.
At some point, we thought something stupid was true.
Yep.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. What's yours, sir?
Yeah, when I was about 3 or 4, I used to think motorcycles, I nicknamed them Cunninas. So whenever I see a motorcycle, I'd say, Cunnina, Cunnina.
Cunnina.
Is that why?
No, Cunnina.
Cunnina. Why?
Why?
No, with a K, Cunnina.
Okay, but why?
I don't know. It's just when I was that age, I did.
Are you making up your own words? Well, that's good. All right. You know, that's fine.
Thanks for calling KLOS. Hello.
Very strange.
Yes, I didn't know. He was correcting us like we were.
No!
Talking about stupid things you thought as a kid. Hello.
With a K.
Hello?
Hi yeah. There.
So I came to this country when I was 7 years old, and they picked us up at LAX, and it was nighttime. So as we were driving down the freeway, the brake lights were red on one side, and the other side were white lights, right? So I thought that you had to know what kind of lights you had on your car to determine which side of the street you were on.
That's wow. Very funny.
On That's the freeway, really interesting.
That makes sense. Logically, no,
yeah,
it does. Makes sense.
Yeah. Huh. Where'd you come from?
Cyprus. It's a small island in the Mediterranean.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh. I want to go there. But it's a little belated, but welcome.
Thank you.
Right on.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, KLOS. What's your thing you thought as a child that proved to not be true?
Mine was I used to have a habit of eating lemons. You know the little seeds? My friends used to say, if you eat the seeds, you're going to grow a tree in your stomach.
Right.
For me, like a dumbass, I was 6 years old. I actually felt the pain at night, and I was thinking it was true. So I didn't want to let them know anything. I went and I took X-Lax. And I was out of school for like 3 days.
Oh!
That it was.
Oh, see, now that'll teach parents to tell kids things like that. That was actually kind of smart of you, in a way.
But it was all the acid that I ate, and it was hurting my stomach, but I thought it was that. Oh.
You're a pretty smart kid at that point.
Yeah, that's kind of smart. Wow. Yeah. Wow, right on. Thanks for calling in.
KLOS, hello. Stupid things you thought as a kid.
Oh, well, I used to think back in the 50s, like, things were black and white.
Right.
Oh, yeah, sure. Because of makes TV sense. And movies and everything.
That makes sense.
Well, yeah. I used to ask my dad, hey, what was it like back then when everything was black and white? And you're just like, what?
What is wrong with you? That's beautiful.
I'm raising a dumb son.
Yeah, apparently he grew up in Pleasantville. I love that movie. Hi, KLOS. What did you think as a kid?
Yeah, when I was about 6 or 7, I thought that the dogs were boys. And the cats were the females.
You know, my mom thought the same thing.
What?
The dogs were boys and cats were females.
Really?
Yeah, dogs are always male and cats were females.
Your mom always thought that?
Yeah. Yeah, she still does to this day. Awesome. Thanks for calling in. That's very interesting. I've never heard anyone else other than her say that. Hey, KLOS.
No wonder you are the way that you are. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. So it wasn't so much what I believed, it's what I let my children believe.
Oh, nice.
They lied to me.
They lied to you?
If they lied to me, that it turned red behind their ears. So anytime I didn't believe them, I'd say, okay, let me see behind your ears. Oh. And then they'd say, okay.
Whoa. What a smart parent.
So they're about 10.
I was going to say, about how old were they? 10, huh? When they started, one of their friends were like, that's not true. Wow. That's awesome.
Yep.
You know what? I kind of have to encourage parents in that one. I think that's a pretty good idea.
Nicely played.
Yeah, nicely done.
It worked.
Right on. Thanks for calling. That would be new Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen, his latest Don't Back Down. Good stuff.
We were just talking about a live show that's happening this year.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
Yeah. In October, of course, at the Bank
yes.
of California.
Good. Well done.
I haven't been there yet, so I can't even picture it in my brain. But Nightmare Before Christmas coming back. Very, very excited for that, with Danny playing all the music and everything with the orchestra.
This is a story that is super annoying to me.
Okay.
A train company emailed their staff to promise a bonus to workers who had run trains during the pandemic.
Nice.
So the email claiming. Is from the company.
Right.
Saying, we appreciate your help. You've had to work hard during this last year. And so our boss, the head boss, wants to give you a bonus.
That's the way it should be. That's the way things should be done.
And then when they clicked on the email, about 2,500 employees got a message saying that it was a test for internet security. And by clicking on that link, they failed.
So their boss, from his desk, actual email that is verified, really did send it just to be a dick.
To the 2,500 people that worked there. Oh, not just to be a dick, to teach a lesson. Come on, man. A very important lesson.
Wow.
But if you got, I mean, honestly, I understand they don't click links on emails, and I don't.
If it's from
the, if it's from your
how
company.
How are you supposed to know? That's ridiculous. The, I mean, I don't click on stuff that comes in from outside. That's what you're not supposed to do.
I don't click on stuff that comes from the IRS or the government or anything.
Exactly.
Because
no,
it all seems suspicious.
They don't send stuff.
And there's also a way where you can go, if I get a thing saying my email, whatever, my password is
compromised,
whatever it is, you just go to the site.
Yes,
you don't click on a link.
No.
But if you get an email
from your boss
that says, hey, you did a lot of good work and we're going to give you a bonus,
right?
I what
mean, right
how come is, on
and it's not misspelled and it wasn't like with weird whatever.
Nope.
I'm sure it was like that's just that
nope.
is that is lame that is boo
yep
The, I hate the, that guy.
The company must now account for their total crass and reprehensible behavior, which is absolutely
That's
true.
That's very true. Wow.
So, really, you shouldn't click on links, but if it comes from your company, you should be able to trust it.
I mean, if it's from the boss and it's spelled correctly and it's whatever.
I would think so.
Yeah. Then 2,500 people are like, man, I need this extra cash.
Yes.
What do I got to do?
That's a horrible thing to do to employees.
Strike. I hope they strike.
I hope
they do, man.
But we want to take your calls. If you've ever fallen for an internet scam,
an actual
or
one.
Your parents, grandparents, a lot of older people do fall for this kind of scam stuff. And it started with me. The first one I ever saw was the guy from Nigeria that was a prince. And was,
well, you actually got the money from him, though. That was really weird.
$9 million.
Yeah, and then he ran out of cash.
Right.
He just sent all those emails.
He scammed everyone else. But if you were scammed or your parents were scammed, 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS.
Kevin, I need your PIN. Kevin, I need your bank routing number. Kevin.
No, thank you.
Please. I just want to scam you, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. We're talking about internet scams. KLOS, you have one?
I got an email from my job saying, and they had already given us Uber Eats to, you know, that's what they were giving us. Instead of buying us food through the pandemic, they would get us Uber Eats and we'd get what we want.
Right.
So they said, I get an email. I click on the link in my, because I'd already gotten it. I received the $25. And then at the end, I think it was just a big scam because I constantly get spam mail from them.
Yeah.
And I haven't even told my company yet.
I wouldn't either.
That's about it.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, can you go by my internet scam?
Yes, internet scams. Please go.
Yeah, my favorite one was actually on call a few times is where they want to hire you, give you a job, and they're going to pay you like $3,000 up front. You never met me, never talked to me before, but because the guy's out of the country, he wants to give me $3,000, and I got to take out like $2,400 out of my salary and then send $600 to some other address, and probably to the check's no good. And, you know, you end up putting the check in your bank, and you're supposed to take the money out and send the money off to somewhere else, but, you know, just burnt up. And
I don't know. That sounds perfectly legit to me. She drove off on a motorcycle there at the end. Hi, KLOS, do you have an internet scam story for us?
So my aunt got scammed by some dating scam that was going on, and the guy ended up getting close to $60,000 out of a retirement fund.
Oh, my God, 60 grand!
FBI came knocking on her door and basically told her that she's been part of a scam, and they got like 10 other people. They're based out of Georgia, and they ended up catching the guy, but all the money was gone.
What a bummer.
So the guy that your aunt wanted to date, was he hot?
Oh, well, apparently had to be if she gave him that much money. Yeah,
was, right. Was your aunt hot?
That's why she fell for it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Last night when I was supposed to be sleeping, I was doom scrolling, as they call it, on my phone. Mm-hmm. And I came across a New York Times article that says Big Candy is angry.
That's very strange.
So I was like, okay, what is this story about? Big Candy is angry at look-alike THC treats.
Oh, yeah. You know, you're seeing those more and more in the dispensaries. They've always sort of insinuated, oh, it's very much like M&M's. Oh, it's very much like Skittles. But yeah, I saw that picture.
In this particular picture, I mean, it is a Skittles package.
Yes, with weed stamped on it. Yes. Little leaves all over it. Yes. But it looks exactly like a Skittles pack.
And they say that the images are included in a lawsuit that Wrigley Junior Company, owned by the candy Mars company Mars Incorporated, filed last May against five companies for selling cannabis-infused edibles that look like their Skittles product. And Starbucks and Lifesavers.
Yeah, they've straight up like, no, you know what? Let's just say it is. It used to be, oh, it's kind of like it. Oh,
right.
You'll wish they did.
I mean, you look at the Skittles bag. Yeah. I would buy the Skittles bag, thinking not they made knowing. It.
Yeah.
I'd be very happy with what I found. But
you'd be like, right on Wrigley. Sell them a little weed. That's good.
But there's a big lawsuit, and of course, there's both sides. And we go to the Heineken 00 hotline to talk to, I believe we have a spokesman for Cannabiscuits Incorporated.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon.
You're the spokesman for the company?
I am. Okay. Hey, who's this? Hey, who's this?
It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Ah, me too.
What?
Wait, did you say Ryan?
No, I said Kevin and Sluggo.
Oh, my name's Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Good biscuits,
hi, guys.
Huh? Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
So hey, this whole lawsuit, this is ridiculous, man.
Thank you for that cleanup on aisle 8.
What's ridiculous? The lawsuit?
Yeah. It Big Candy, man. They're stepping on my neck, you know? And it's our candy's nothing like their candy, so why is everybody so aggro?
I mean, it is in an identical bag. I mean, yeah.
It even has the logo.
If it was identical, then it would be the same. Ours is different.
Right, but I'm saying it has the same rainbow for the Skittles one, and it has the dot over the eye as an actual Skittle.
It has the logo.
Skittle.
Yeah, it's the straight up logo.
Yes.
If you think that, then you're confused. And
Ryan,
there's an obvious difference. Like, take our product, okay? Take our Wheat's Pieces.
I'm sorry?
Wheat's Pieces.
Uh-huh.
I need to get
and
some.
And the Wheat's Peanut Butter Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Those sound very close to existing products.
They're so different. I made them myself. They're different.
Right, but I'm saying the whole idea is that Big Candy is angry because you're making the packaging and the candy look like it's the real thing. But it's got weed in it.
But it's not. That's the difference.
Like that is a good point.
If I crack a can of ice-cold Toca-Cola and I start drinking that.
Toca-Cola? Uh-huh.
And then everybody says, oh, that's Coca-Cola. No. I just said it's different. Right?
So they should just call you and ask you if it's the same, and if you say no, then they should just all back off, right?
Yes, Dad, you should be a lawyer.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't think we felt that earthquake here, did we?
No, I didn't feel anything, and I just talked to a couple people, and nobody's felt a 5.9 that happened near the California-Nevada border, and apparently felt in the Bay Area.
5.9 is pretty big.
Yeah, it's about half an hour ago or so. Yeah. Of course, I have friends who are there. This nice, super unbelievably G-rated nice woman and her daughter just took their first vacation in a couple years and drove to San Francisco.
Nice.
Stayed in Oakland.
What?
In a horrible little motel. There was a murder outside.
That's a whole different
night.
Kind of vacation.
And now I'm trying to get a hold and see if they felt the earthquake. Damn. Don't go on vacation with Kim. That's all I can say.
That's good advice.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about moms and dadisms.
All right.
They really seem to say this stuff a lot.
Yeah.
Or did for a long time.
I think this got started yesterday. We played Pink Floyd, and at the end of Money, he says, you know, someone says, cruising for a bruising.
Yes, cruising for a bruising was one that my dad used.
Yep, my dad, too, all the time.
Here's one where a mom said, not my circus, not my monkey.
Oh, I say that all the time.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't hate that one at all.
Nope, that's a gooder.
Good enough for government work.
I also say that. Oh, my God, I should be a parent. Wow, I slipped into the parent zone.
Your dad. Don't look at me in that tone of voice.
Oh, yeah, I heard that one a lot.
When standing in front of something she wanted to see, you make a better door than
a window.
Sure.
Mom,
people
dad.
In hell want ice water. I happen to like that one a bit, too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Act your age, not your shoe size.
Ah, that's Prince.
Yeah.
Prince is a dad.
That's true. do as I do, do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, you know what? They didn't say that. They were pretty good examples. I bet your parents were pretty...
They were pretty good.
What happened to us, then?
I don't know.
See, this is what happens. Be nice, G-rated, wonderful parents, and you get kids like us.
I don't know what happened to us, but then we must be constant disappointments.
No kidding.
Here are top 20 dad phrases. And then we're going to take your calls.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS. The things your moms and dads said.
Maybe you found yourself now saying it as a parent, too.
Like Sluggo.
I'd love to hear that. Yeah.
Do you think I'm made of money?
Oh, yeah.
Good money doesn't grow on trees.
Yeah, it's all about money always.
When I was your age.
Mm-hmm. Dot, dot, dot.
I'm not sleeping. I'm just resting my eyes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you again. How does that?
Not going to tell you again.
I mean, how does that fit into
yes,
what parents
you are.
Say?
Yeah, well, because,
you're going to tell me another 70 times.
Yeah.
Were you raised in a barn?
Yep.
Don't talk back to your mother.
Don't talk back.
Yeah, if you were told to jump off a cliff, would you?
If your friends were all jumping off a cliff. Yeah, maybe. I don't
you
know.
Go, well, think about it.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
Wait, which side are you on? Are you on the side with the... Stop crying. I'll give you something to cry about.
That right? is one I absolutely heard.
Don't Woo! Tell your mother.
Yep.
That's a good one. Yep. Waste not, want not.
No. That's too.
You're not going out in that. Mostly for.
That was when I was wearing my hot pants.
Daughter's Friday.
Day, yeah.
You look great, too.
Thanks.
Now, don't go spending a lot on me.
Yeah.
A little hard work never hurt anybody. You'll understand when you're older.
Yep. There you go. Because I'm the mom, that's why.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Well, if you're
is
in New York
real
City.
Statement?
Oh, yeah. You never. Really?
The parents? No.
Night, go to sleep, whatever. Don't let the bed bugs bite. I'm saying it wrong.
You're saying it yes, way wrong.
I know. But yeah, that would be the last phrase.
I don't know that I've ever really heard that.
Yeah, one of my parents used to say that all the time. Yeah. And I was like.
All right, stuff your moms and dadisms.
Yes.
That's what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
And I'd love to hear if you actually are saying it now as an adult.
Agreed.
You caught yourself like, oh, no. No. You know, I really like the Metallica version of that. We should play that at some point soon. Hey, we got some Metallica stuff to give away
we
pretty
do.
Soon, too. Nice.
Not right now. Don't go for that right now because we're taking calls right now on moms and dadisms.
Yes, my dad used to say dumber than a box of rocks.
Was he referring to you?
Absolutely.
Good old dad.
I love you. Have a sense of humor about that.
Yeah.
Thank
awesome.
You for calling.
Thank you. Hi, KLOS, your mom and dad isms.
Yeah, I got one for you.
Okay.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
That's, if you have nothing to do, don't do it here.
Oh, yeah.
That was my dad's favorite phrase when he wanted me to get out of where he was when I was.
Of course.
You know, hey, do you guys need a third wheel at your show? I'll be more than happy to, you know.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
In a moment.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello. Moms and dadisms.
Hey, my dad used to say to me all the time, you want me to blister your ass.
Booster your ass?
Blister.
Oh, blister.
Blister. Blister.
Oh.
Very different.
Yeah. I thought he was going to put a rocket somewhere and shoot you off to the moon.
No.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Kayla West, hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
We're good.
So we're traveling at a speed of 50 miles.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah.
Moms and dadisms.
Yeah. My dad's favorite, eat it or wear it.
Eat it or wear it. Well, I've never heard that.
No.
How is that an acceptable thing to say?
I only challenged him once, my friend, and he made it.
And he threw the food on you.
Oh, absolutely.
I kind of love your dad.
He's kind of a great guy.
Nice.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, we've kind of talked about that. We didn't challenge Dad, you and I. That would have been a death sentence. 818-955-KLOS, Mom and Dadism. Yeah, so sometime very soon, we will give you the Black Album from Metallica and put you on the standby boarding list. Go to ATL Live in Atlanta this fall if you are 21 or older. Sometime between now and 5 or 6, we'll give you a chance to do that.
Don't call for that right now. We are talking about moms and dadisms. KLOS, hello.
All right. My dad used to say, a wise man learns from the mistakes of others, an average man learns from his own mistakes, and a stupid man never learns.
Wow, that's kind of a long one, but all right.
So every time he started saying it, were you like, oh my God, here we go again?
Yeah, I knew what he was referring to.
Did you know which one you were?
Oh, I know which one I am.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you. Hi, KLOS, Mom and Dadisms.
Hey, guys. My dad always told me, you mess with the bull, you get the horn.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's a classic. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you.
Right on.
I tell my kids now.
Oh, do you?
You do.
All the time.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Hi, KLOS, Moms and Dadisms.
What's up? I got one for you probably never heard of.
All right.
Drop a dime and tell some who cares.
Drop a dime and tell some who cares.
Is that a phone booth reference?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know.
Like from the old days?
You know, my grandfather was from Missouri, 10 out of 12 children on the farm. I don't know. It came from somewhere.
All right. Right on. Thanks for calling. Thanks for dropping your dime.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Thanks. Hi, KLOS, your mom and dad isms.
My dad used to tell us when we were little kids, you could F up a wet dream.
That is so nice.
I don't know what that meant.
Of course not.
Yeah, you start taking it in the wrong direction, I guess. I don't know.
What kind of thing is that from a dad to say to a kid?
Exactly. We must have been 9 or 10 years old.
You really didn't even... God. Wow. Right on, Dad. I need some counseling. Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS, your mom and dadisms.
Yeah, my dad used to say... Go play on the freeway.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Or, I don't get mad. Only dogs get mad.
I don't get mad. What?
I don't get mad. Only dogs get mad.
I don't know what that one means.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, that was a little silly.
That's a little weird.
One more. I got one more, which is, go play on the freeway.
Sure.
That seems familiar. Thanks, man. Thank you for calling.
You got told that a lot.
Yeah, I guess so. 818-955-KLOS. Sharon, your mom and dad is
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We are talking about the stuff your parents used to say that maybe you find yourself saying now to your kids.
KLOS, hello, moms and dadisms.
Yep. Hi. Well, I have one that my mom always said. It said, she said...
Sorry, hey, can you turn your radio down? Sorry.
No, sorry. Listening to you guys.
No way. Somebody's got to. Thank you for doing that.
Say, if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's probably not a dog.
Instead of a twist. Yeah.
I like it.
And then she always said, don't be a Kia. And I'd be like, what does that mean? She's like, a know-it-all.
Oh, so interesting. Like an anagram.
He's got his own little anagram going.
Figure it all out. Awesome. Thank you for calling. Hi, that was a smarter family than most of ours.
Yes,
I think.
Agreed. Smarter than mine for sure.
KLOS, your mom and dadisms.
He had so many, but my favorite was probably the you can't bull S a bull S-er.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. And this is the man who also kept his exotic pet to this day, but the 20 years old now, but it's a rattlesnake on top of his gun safe.
Oh, wow.
On top of his gun
Western
safe.
Diamondback.
Wow, are you serious? That's a hell of a deterrent.
Yeah, it's great when people come over and they go to look at the gun safe, get anywhere near it, and you hear the rattle.
Pretty strong.
My dad used to enjoy killing rattlesnakes. He was really good at it, taking a shovel and chopping their heads off.
Kill them and cook them and eat them, but that was the pet.
Yeah, he loved
20
it.
Years
That's
old
interesting.
Now.
What's his name?
Rattlesnake.
Wow. Very creative.
Going deep. That's awesome.
Maybe you should eat that one.
Yeah, what do you taste like?
I don't know. The younger ones taste better.
Okay. All right.
That would be a very weird, isolated thing to say. You didn't know what you were talking about. Thank you for calling. Hi, KLOS.
My dad used to say, how do you get into a house with no doors and windows? You run around and around and around until you're all in.
I mean, that's more of a joke.
Yeah, that, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
I tell my kids I've done so much with so little for so long, I can do practically anything with nothing.
And do they look at you like, oh, my God, Dad. Please.
Oh, my God, he's going off again. I'm going to listen to a radio station that's going to take calls, and I'm going to tell on him.
All those looks you used to give Dad, and now they're giving them to you.
Absolutely.
Good times. Thank you, man.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello, moms and dadisms.
Hey, I got a dadism for you.
Do yes. it.
My dad once told me you should have been a job.
That's hilarious.
There's deep love from Dad.
That's hilarious.
You forget to get him a lot of birthday cards since then?
Oh, yeah, lots of them.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello. We're talking about momisms and dadisms.
First, I want to say, y'all make radio interesting.
Thank you.
Thanks.
The dadism I have is my stepdad used to always tell me when I went to the bathroom to write my way on the wall so he knew how much to dip out.
So how much what?
To write your what?
Out. Write my name on the wall so he knew how much to dip out.
Dip out.
Dip out. Write your name on the wall so he knew how much to dip out.
I don't get it.
I don't write my weight.
Weight.
Oh, your weight on the wall to know how
so
much to...
So he would know how much to dip out.
He was saying that I was tired, basically.
Right. Right. We got that you were tired. Right.
I didn't. I'm lost. I don't know what Dad's talking about.
Oh, yeah. What is the stepdad?
That
yeah.
was a hell of a trip
oh,
right
step-dad.
There.
Oh,
stepdad.
Stepdad.
Yeah. That guy. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Why did they make all those weird noises in that song?
That wasn't them.
That was Rivers making odd sounds.
Listen, I occasionally stumble over words.
What?
Occasionally I have problems putting words in the right order.
This is news to me.
Which makes my choice of vocation odd.
That is a fact. I can't deny that.
Strange choice. But I've been recording a lot of commercials here, and Stuart is our production guy.
Stu, baby!
It's Stuart, if you're my mother.
Well, yeah, there you go.
It's Stu.
Mom
it's
and Stuart.
For my friends.
It's Stuart.
And my enemies.
If you have created a, what did you call it? A symphony? Yeah. You called it a symphony of ineptitude. Over your words. You got halfway through symphony and you looked at me like, does he have a sense of humor? Symphony of ineptitude.
This is far more than a moment. This is a mega mix.
This is a mega mix of a lot of my mistakes from recording
commercials.
Salmon Ash. Commercials.
Salmon Ash, what have you.
And Stuart just sits there and laughs and just pushes like, all right, save, save, save.
Well, yeah. Stu, I got to ask you now, when I come in and screw up, I just let fly with a stream of profanity.
Yeah, dude,
massive
you are
amount
a
of
cussing artist.
Really
the magnitude I've never experienced in my professional
so
life.
So if I started cursing, you wouldn't be able to make these?
No, I'd be able to make even bigger.
All sorts of beans. Yeah.
Stuff. Yeah.
Is this what I was going to ask, though? Is this,
this
edited? What?
No. You've got a screaming voice that's like,
it's piercing.
Wearing this mask?
I don't know for sure.
Sorry. Yeah. Anyway, you're great. And you're great.
Sure. Yeah. Listen, the point is we're great. Now, what's going to follow is about a 2.5 minute clip.
Is there a lot of foul language on this? Dude?
Oh,
am I going to
yeah.
have to hit the dump button?
Oh, no,
man. Mistakes
okay.
and me just trying to say words.
Right.
But you know what is also remarkable, and I think it should be brought forth, is that, you sniffle a lot. I mean, if you didn't know, you'd just assume you guys were doing gaggers all
no.
afternoon.
What? No.
Scarface.
I don't know what you're talking about, my friend.
And you need to. I don't want to blow the surprise, but
yeah. I need to do less of it.
No. There's a phrase that you say a lot. And we'll hear it.
All right. So this is me trying desperately to say words.
Okay.
Test. 1, 2, 3. All right. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Oh, sorry. I was waiting for you.
Yes, I'm ready.
Kevin here. Hold on. I think that's my email bullshit. All right. Kevin here. Sorry, I have to swallow. Okay, I had to swallow. Sorry, I have to swallow. Had to swallow. Kevin, you son of a bitch, right? Wow, I got to swallow. And then, bam! He bit into a candle that smells like her vagina. Again, what the f***? All right, you rolling? That is stupid. Gotta swallow. I imagine with all the tequila even if it was in a bar fight. Sorry, I had to swallow. Sorry, I got to swallow. Sorry, I can't stop swallowing. Listen, I'm a child. Got to swallow. Got a lot of spit. Is that weird?
Not for you.
I don't know, dude. Kevin here. You know I love my car chases. This one yesterday involved, God damn it. Now he's chilling. Shit, man, oh dear Lord, I'm going to start again. Kevin here, there's certainly no shortage of holy shit, I'm sorry. And she lost her footing. I think I need to go back in there for a minute. Okay. What the fuck is happening? Wow. How fucking juvenile is it that she says, Beneath, is there a great, aren't they a company? Wow. What the fuck? Who says it's a great company? Wow, it's unbelievable. Nope. Ah, sorry. I have a lot of spit, man. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with that.
Swallow.
Sam and Ash... Sam and Ash are devoted to helping accident victims. Helping. Sorry. Fans have been really out of control lately. That was a good read.
Was it?
That over. Yes, it was.
You know, I don't know what this...
By the way, you deleted about 90% of what I've done.
At least. You know,
the mistake. I only took the 90% cream. Of the mistake.
The cream of the crop.
Yes, I don't know what this means, speaking of what you just said, but he never talks about swallowing in here with me.
Sorry.
I mean, what is that about?
I don't know.
Stuart is hot.
What the hell?
Says his mom.
Dude, you've gotten away with saying Stuart more times than anybody I've ever heard. Stop it.
This is a moment with Kevin Megamix.
That was fun, wasn't
Thank
it?
Thank you, Stuart.
Oh, stop it. Let's go ahead and do a twofer from Nirvana, shall we?
Yeah, why not? A twofer Wednesday.
This is Drowned in the Sun on KLOS.
A little more Nirvana for you.
Got my hands right now.
Sounds like a drunken computer to me.
Yeah, I don't know that either. Okay, listen. This is a weird story. This is a new Nirvana song that was created 27 years after Kurt Cobain's death.
Featuring, apparently, Kurt, although it sounds like he is not with us anymore. The way this guy's so close.
So here's what happens. It's called The Lost Tapes. Wait, turn up this chorus.
Okay. Not too bad.
Can you restart it?
Yeah, and then just
hold. Yeah. This is called The Lost Tapes of the 27 Club. It's a musical project that uses automatic intelligence to analyze up to 30 songs for selected musicians who struggled with mental illness and died at the age of 27.
Oh, that is a large, weird club. That's bizarre.
Including Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, and Amy Winehouse.
Yeah. 27 is
so
some sort of
thing. So they've funneled 30 songs from each into a computer, and AI wrote a song.
Shouldn't they have done 27 songs as long as they were at it?
It does make more sense, sure.
I mean, if you're going to do it, do 27. What difference is three going to make? I mean, come on.
So Drowned in the Sun is the name of that song. And this, I think, is cheating, though. They got the singer from a tribute band.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Guy's name is Eric Hogan.
I guess it would be, but you could isolate his vocals and then have it just sort of, I mean, that would take a lot more code and a lot more scheduling programming time,
right,
I should
but
think.
If it's AI, you shouldn't be adding a
Right. A That's tribute not, singer. Yeah, yeah. One of the very first electronic albums was basically Gary Wright. Do you remember Dreamweaver?
Yes.
That album was pretty much all synthesized with the exception of the drums. So I'm like, well, you're not there yet. You know, this isn't really the first kind of an important part.
Maybe either do it all or don't do
it. Yeah.
At all. So this is a new song that was written by a computer.
So the music itself was actually, it came up with a...
Yes.
The computer came
and
up with it.
And by the way, the songwriting sounds...
Yeah, it's progression.
Sounds like something they would do.
Yeah, yeah. Like a bad B-side.
Sure.
An import single.
I mean, it wouldn't be a hit. Let's not be crazy.
What does Dave Grohl think about this?
I don't know. This has to be odd.
Yeah.
I'll bet he's fascinated by it, though, because...
Yeah, how do you not be
as
fascinated?
As a songwriter...
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't a songwriter in that band, so as a songwriter now, though, I would think he would be interested in how AI came up with this.
And that little pause there, that was pretty nice. Huh. So it basically analyzed all their music and said, they like to do this, they like to do that.
Yeah.
Let's put it together that
yes.
way.
Yes. And the AI is wearing a green sweater.
HAL 9 million has gone mad.
Well, you know, Kevin and Slogo, they're on vacation, and I didn't want you to miss out on this day in rock. So I'm here to just fill you in. It was on this day in rock, July 30th, by the way. 1977, Andy Gibbs, I Just Want to Be Your Everything hit number one in America. Kevin gave up wearing pants for good in 2006. And in 2013, Slogo began his attempt to ride a pogo stick from L.A. to Phoenix. He only made it to Ontario.